Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Friday, the 18th day of April 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And let me tell you about who we have joining us on the transmission today. Gold went up even more today, and futures has it going up another $4 or $5 in the next week. So moving back towards that $1,000 mark quite rapidly. Bob Chapman will be on to talk to us about that. And now mainstream news, starting to not talk about recession, admitting we're in recession, and moving on to depression talk. And the bigger issue will be, what will the U.S. look like if there is a depression? How will the population respond? And is that why they've got the FEMA camps prepared and the police trained for martial law? Bob Chapman, financial expert, will be joining us coming up in the second hour. William Lewis from 1 to 3 for 2 hours. His new film, it just came out about a week ago. I had a chance to see it a couple nights ago. We immediately began carrying it, and William had us 600 of these shipped within 2 days. They just arrived yesterday. They are now up on the Infowars.com shopping cart. Washington, you're fired. And I have to say, it's what I'd call America Freedom to Fascism 2. But it's even got better editing, better cameras are used. I'm not saying it's better than Freedom to Fascism. I would say it's a nice part 2, or it's a nice complement to it. And we need this film to be as big as America Freedom to Fascism. William Lewis, of course, did a great job on films like America Under Siege, and another film that he did with Joyce Riley that was along the lines of what's happening with the secret testing on the American people, Beyond Treason. And you can see how great his editing and work is there. And he's now off on his own, making films entirely on his own. And I think this is his best film, Washington, You Are Fired. And we will have him on. We'll play some audio clips today from the film. The video trailer is up on Infowars.com. William Lewis will be joining us today, coming up in the third and fourth hour. There's now a fourth hour, and officially next week we will be on the network for the 4 hours. Starting next week from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, you will be able to tune in and hear the show for 4 hours. Yesterday, I went for 4.5 hours. No, it was 4 hours, 50 minutes, I think. Some days I go 2 hours over and make it a 5-hour show. Some days I've gotten close to 6 hours, but it'll be locked in 4 hours official on the network. And some days, you can be assured, I'll go into hyper overdrive myself with my own studio here, my own phone numbers here, and I'll go over sometimes. Sometimes we'll have exclusive guests. We'll still have overtime, pushing the show past 4 hours. Now, you can always listen to for free on the internet at Infowars.com to the radio show. There on the internet streams, if it's not on your AM or FM dial or shortwave or satellite. And you can see the video in the fourth hour and beyond when you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 15 cents a day. The document cam, the guest cam, the cam on me, a internet cam feed where we play videos and we show you the articles we're covering. And, of course, you then get all 18 of my films in super high quality, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now even more reasons to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Okay, I'm going to try not to get upset today because my back is out of alignment in my neck. But the news I've got is unbelievable. Strap yourselves in.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. We got Bob Chapman with the economic news, as I said earlier, coming up in the next hour. Then William Lewis, new film, just amazing. We're carrying it. I think it's The New Freedom to Fascism. We're carrying it at InfoWars.com. It is just now available. In fact, it's not going to be in stores for a few weeks, just like American Drug War that I consulted on. It's been airing on Showtime, but this has 3 hours of extras. Was going to be a miniseries, so really you're getting the miniseries for $24.95, the film and the miniseries. That's not out until May 28th. Guess who has it? No one else has it. I have American Drug War as part of my deal to consult on it, and I'm discounting it out of the gate because it's going to be sold for $29.95, InfoWars.com right now. I realize I've been lacking and plugging the books and videos we carry, and that's probably the most successful weapon we've got in the info war is the truth, and we are a visual society. We are a society that watches television, watches films for our education, not reading. Very small percentage of people even read one book a year. It's less than 10%. Well, these are the new books of our age, the new, you know, Thomas pain screeds, and they need to be seen. The new common senses of our age. American drug war, the last white hope. We have met the enemy, and it is our government, exposing government drug dealing, all of it. Now it's complete and total fraud and scam. And how prescription drugs kill 300,000 plus a year, while marijuana kills no one, but they spend hundreds of billions a year, quote, fighting it. Because potheads make for good little slaves in the private prisons owned by the banks that launder the drug money. And it's all documented. American drug war, the last white hope. Showing on Showtime, but you can get the extra 3 hours that were too hardcore for Showtime. And again, William Lewis's new film, Washington, You're Fired. But this is kind of like the person you try to kick out, you know, the renter you try to kick out who's got their dogs going all over the floor and putting stacking garbage up in the garage, rats everywhere. You know, the woman is running a brothel out of the house. This is a true story I'm telling. I've got some family that rented a rent house out in the country, and the nightmare stories they've told me about it. These people, for a couple months, like 3 or 4 months, wouldn't pay their rent. And finally, when they kicked them out, had the sheriff throw them out, they had were too lazy to walk about 60 yards and put trash in the dumpster, the communal dumpster in the country. So they just put it in the garage, the four-car garage. In a large garage, because it's a country house where they can, you know, work on tractors and things. When my Uncle Houston lived in the house decades ago before he died, nice little house, and they just stacked, I'm already digressing, just baby diapers, trash, everything to the ceiling, and then the whole house was filled with garbage, and the woman was whoring while the other guy worked as a part-time truck driver. Just a hellish situation. And they had other scum renters before that, as the country degenerates. But I think of that as our government. Just toothless scum that won't get out of our faces and takes trillions of dollars of our money over the last 50 years to propagandize us and tell us how good they are. It's disgusting. No, common sense and history knows what you are, and the people are slowly discovering the peril they're in, and then when you make your big move to take all the bank accounts and the pension funds, you're going to fall like Ceausescu. But criminals never stop, and you're not going to stop, are you? So go ahead and have your way with us, but in the end, you're going to lose. All right, here's the news in front of me today. Yesterday, a caller called in from Tennessee, and he said that he's in Memphis and that the local papers reported that the hundreds of deputies have been federalized and are now federal police, basically, and that they just randomly ran out on the streets and had checkpoints and pulled people over and stopped people on the streets, and no Fourth Amendment, just Nazi Germany. That's how it is, just cops roving, randomly checking IDs, as they do in New York, as they do in L.A., Chicago. And they said it was to fight terrorism, and then they arrested you if you had warrants for speeding or if you didn't have insurance. And they brag about it. And sure enough, I forgot about it till this morning, and I Googled it and found a bunch of news, but didn't just find it in Tennessee. I found it all over the country. Now, we already knew this was happening, but the bigger issue was sheriff deputies told him that, yeah, they're being told get ready for martial law. Well, I've had managers. One guy manages, 14 universities, 14 campuses in a university system, to be technical. And he said, yeah, they're training everybody for martial law. I had him on a few years ago. It's the same everywhere. That's the new job. The criminals that ship in the drugs and carry out the terror attacks own the private policing agencies and the prisons, and they just literally are going to own things as kingpins, like out of something out of Escape from New York. You know, it's the mayor. It's the Duke. He's A-1. Law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terrorism initiative. This is out of the Commercial Appeal. That's the name of the paper in Memphis, the major daily paper. And it just shows them that said fighting terrorism with images of them pulling people over in their cars. See, you're the terrorist. There's no real terrorist. Overnight, they flipped it from, quote, brown-skinned men in caves with turbans and beards to blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. They're everywhere. You see? But they never flipped it in secret. We always had the documents where it was gun owners, Christians, people that make frequent references to the Constitution, those who believe Jesus Christ is returning, are all considered terrorist cult members who need to be, quote, re-educated, in the words of Janet Reno, on 60 Minutes. Oh, you're going to re-education camps. Your preacher's going to tell you to go. You think I'm joking, don't you? Folks, this is all going to come true. This is all going to happen. You'll have to see it, won't you? So, law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terror initiative. We're going to cover that. And I found several Tennessee papers reporting similar things. TransLink has to rein in its taser-happy cops before someone is injured or killed. And it admits that if you do not have a Metro card, and because the people, I mean, it's like $8 up there to use it. It's like $10 now in many areas in New York, but I looked it up, it's $7 in the city where this is happening. A lot of people don't have the money. And they walk up to you and they taser you as punishment. It's called paying compliance. It's like the Polish guy panicking as they tasered him. They jumped on top of his head with their knees. They break his neck right there on the tape. And they hold him up and his head's lolling all around. And it's like that woman they killed. They said she choked herself with her handcuffs that were behind her. Hey, cops, you think you can get away with that type of evil and there aren't bigger criminals above you that aren't going to abuse you? They're abusing you right now. Now, you won't care when your kid's dumbed down or has a learning disability or, God forbid, has autism or dies of a brain tumor from all the shots you give them and the water you feed them, you give them to drink. But you are going to care when they destroy your family's future. You may end up having okay checks, but everybody else in your family's going to be totally destitute, but that'll be all right. At Thanksgiving, everybody will kiss your butt at the table. And that's what this is all really about, getting an ego, isn't it? Well, don't worry. Don't worry. You always win. That's a trick. That's a lie. You don't really win. Ex-NFL player tased for pointing at cop. The police walked to the car. You hear him say, and the news is against him. They're using the worst parts of it, and it's not even bad. And somebody's saying, come on, man, to the cop. So the former NFL star politely says, hey, let's handle this. He gets out of the car. The white officers have got shaved heads. They're all beefed up, but you know they're big guys. But you can see them. They're intimidated when he gets out. But the guy's gentle giant. He's real friendly. He's, listen, I forgot to carry it with me, but here's who I am. And they start putting their hands on him, and they're saying, settle down. And he supplicates. He puts his hands together in the universal submission. He says, come on, man, please. Everything's all right. And the cops charge him and run their arms into him. And he starts backing up, going, please don't. And they got tasers out. He turns to run, and they taser him. And there's a wicked celebration on the news. There's a wicked celebration on the news about how, oh, listen to him cuss. Then he starts cussing after they've tasered him. He ran from police assaulting him and tasering him. And, look, we got clips of him tasering blind people. We got clips of him throwing people out of wheelchairs who were completely paralyzed from the neck down and laughing. We got footage of him tasering 95-year-old women. We got stuff of a guy in a library without an ID. And he says, I don't have an ID. And they say, produce one. And he goes, look, I'm leaving. And they go, no, I'm going to tase you. And they tase him. And the school says, yes, we tase you for not answering questions. It's torture. And people die every day. I see someone dying from it. And I told you 10 years ago when these came out, because I read Pentagon documents, Colonel Alexander and others, where they say that they're going to train everybody with the images of police shooting and it habitualizes shooting, they're going to move on just to guns. They're just going to blow you away because it's martial law. It's New Orleans. We're going to come back and cover it all, ladies and gentlemen, and the collapsing economy. The full rape is beginning.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
Alone. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once-thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. Remember, the illegal aliens get free health care. They're allowed to DWI drive. They don't have to have driver's license, nothing. It's all just accepted. That's been admitted. But citizens get the book thrown at them. It's like you only see police in the wealthy areas writing everybody tickets. Everything's selectively enforced. Foreign drug dealers are allowed to invest money in the stock market. There's a special federal law for it. It's totally lawless. Now, former NFL football player Timothy Worley was tasered by Georgia police for becoming confrontational, is their quote, at a traffic stop, according to news reports. But the video shows the extent of Worley's aggression is merely pointing at the cop and raising his voice. And the cop, it's weird, rushes up and pushes on him while he's saying, please, man, with his hands together. It's really bizarre. And it's because the cops are intimidated and there's a bunch of them. They wanted to kill him. I mean, that's the instinct. They got a big bear. They are in a predator mode. They feed on us as the predator class, and that's the psychology. And they were scared. When this big guy gets out of his car, you know, they're afraid, and they had to be the tough guys. This was like a trophy for them. And the black guy's putting his hands together. He's saying, please, please, come on. And they're saying, don't get agitated. And he's like, I'm not. Everything's all right. And so that's not enough. The cops, because they were afraid, it made them mad at him because it's all about the macho pipe dream they're part of. They run in and push on him. And then he goes, whoa, man, whoa. And points his finger. And the guy pulls a taser out and he turns to run. And they taser him and they have a celebration on the news. Let's go ahead and play the audio of this. The video's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Former NFL running back and star UGA athlete is under arrest tonight, tasered by Smyrna police after becoming confrontational at a traffic stop. The entire incident caught on camera.
Pittsburgh Steelers running back Tim Worley pulled over for speeding in a lane violation. He told the officer he had no ID.
I don't have my ID on me, sir.
Worley's passengers intervening, prompting the officer to ask Worley to get out.
Stop right there. I don't have any ID, sir. Listen to him. I don't have any ID, sir. And I looked up this guy's bio. He's not a gangbanger type, nice guy, good record. Doesn't matter. Get out of the car. And now he just starts being nice. He's like, there's no problem. And these guys are, no doubt it was because he was black, folks. Here we go.
Passengers intervening, prompting the officer to ask Worley to get out. But it was his gestures that sparked the confrontation.
You make another fist at me. I'm telling you, man, why are you doing that, dude? Don't be that way, man.
Worley then loses his cool.
Stop right there. Now, you watch the video, and the cops are sitting there, you know, in his face, and he's just got his hands making gestures right in front of him. He's not waving them out at his sides. I mean, it's classic body language of supplicating, of bootlicking, as Paul Watson points out. And that's not enough. He starts praying to him, and the cop just rushes him. And you know, that's aggressive, putting your hand saying, please, sir, be reasonable. Cop didn't like hearing that. Didn't like you talking back to him, boy. Don't you pray to him. He is your God, but he doesn't like how you just prayed, boy. So now we're going to taser you with 50,000 volts and torture you, and then have the news media lie about you. And the cowardly public so brainwashed and brain dead and brain damaged from the chemical warfare attacks they're under that I'm serious, slaves. You don't know what you're under. That they'll watch this video and not even see what the video shows. They'll just believe the news. Now he's begging. Because the cops are threatening him. You make one more gesture at me, boy. And he's like, I'm not. Please, sir. Everything's okay. Oh, you don't pray to me. That's not the proper way to pray to God. And so the cop runs in, pushes him in the chest, and the cop goes, then the NFL player goes, whoa, man. And then they pull out the taser, and he turns to run, and they have the victory against America, the victory against freedom, the victory against honor, the victory against decency. Goodness in America loses again. Play the tape.
Dude, don't be that way, man.
Worley then loses his cool.
You know what? You know what? You go ahead and do what you gotta do, man.
And watch what happens next. The officer tases Worley, sending him to the ground.
Stop right there. They don't even say in the newscast that the cop assaults him. He's praying to him, going, come on, let's be reasonable. And so the cop runs up and pushes his hands into him. Everybody's got to have cameras mounted on your cars, everything. And when they start doing this, you just got to lay down and put your hands behind your head. And I know, because if not, they're going to set you up. Now, the guy did do that in California University. They still tasered him. But then they couldn't charge him with the assault charge. We'll come back. And look, I know all police aren't like this, but the bad ones are protected. The media backs you up. The system likes this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
If it sounds like I hate the police, that's because it's true. I hate the system. I hate this corrupt system that has slowly twisted and turned our police from tough guys who were well-respected and pretty much liked, but that still had some corruption and problems, who literally had people bringing them coffee and pieces of pie and who were trusted, to people that are now hated. That's what the system wants. They want you to act bad. They want everyone to know. So that then it's the people against the police, and then they further compact into a gang psychosis, gang psychology. Behavioral psychologists are manipulating you. That's why they won't hire police with over 100 IQs in any major department in the United States. And please don't email me saying that's not true. If you just Google that, there's hundreds of mainstream news articles and lawsuits over it. Why won't they hire someone over 100 IQ? It's come out in Maryland and in Baltimore, it's come out in Houston, because they found that you will not break the law, you will not violate the Constitution. Someone of above average IQ, above average intelligence, is dangerous to a tyranny. That's why many departments now hire felons, just like the military does. Oh, you didn't know that? Google that. We are shifting into a very dangerous time. These guys are coming back by the hundreds of thousands every year from Iraq. They've been running real checkpoints, real door-to-door. They're in combat mode. Most of them have PTSD, and they're looking for a fight. And, man, they pull over this NFL running back, and this guy gets out. His body language, he keeps his hands in close to his chest in a pleading, and he's being reasonable. And then the cop pushes him. He has his hands going, please, sir. And the cop calls that, putting his fist together, and shoves him. And then he cusses at him and says, man, what is your problem? And then he sees the taser, and the guy tries to run. He tries to run from physical assault. It's not enough. You get to push him around, get to be a big man. Yeah, I'd like to see you go start a fight with that big black guy, you know, just out in the field somewhere. Why don't you call him up if you're such a big man and say, hey, come on, let's go have a fight out in the field with just our fist. No, you had to prove you were a big game hunter, hunting man. You're real big and bad. Now, when the black guy gets out, they're scared because there are Al-Qaeda's everywhere and they teach the cops to be afraid. And cops didn't used to be like that in the past. I remember famous cases. You'd have somebody up in a bell tower shooting people or somebody in a school holding hostages. First cops on the scenes. They'd be wearing short sleeve shirts and slacks. They'd go in there with a revolver. They'd go in and they'd kill the son of a bitch every single time. You couldn't stop them because they were real men. They weren't these fake cops who just shake with fear and have been taught all these procedures where they wait 4 hours and 15 minutes at Columbine, 3 hours and 40-something minutes in Virginia while the feds arrive, and you see cops waddling around putting body armor on 3 hours into the event while somebody's in there shooting everybody having their way. You couldn't stop police in the past. And there weren't very many cops, but if a car got stolen, they investigated. If your house got robbed, they investigated. There was a shooter. Of course, the citizens were different, too. Citizens would charge in and kill somebody in minutes who was in a school or in a church or in a business. And the police trusted the people, and the people trusted the police, and everybody drove around with guns in their gun racks, even in New York and Illinois, just 30 years ago. Just 10 years ago in Texas. But then TV and the culture and the social messages taught everybody that we were each other's enemies. And that you can't trust the citizens and you can't trust the police. And the incredible part about this is this cop shoves this guy for pleading. He's talking to the cop. The cops are all agitated. And they've edited out what the cops are yelling, but you can hear the end of them yelling. You can see the tape being cut. You know, they're cutting out the cops. It just keeps cutting back to him going, and the cops are all bowed up around him. I want to see the unedited tape. You know it's going to come out. His lawyers are going to get it. Or maybe sometimes the cops just erase the original to cover it up. But still, you can see they've edited it. But even with the edits, he's going, come on, man. He's pleading. And then they cut. And they said, you make your fist one more time. And he goes, please, please. And man, the cop doesn't like him begging him. He puts his hands together, prays to him. I mean, the symbol of supplication, of bowing down. He even leans forward and nods his head. Please, sir. Please, boss. Please, master. Please, please. That's not enough. And I found with police, when you submit, that's when they go wild. If you childishly beg them, they freak out. I've said it's like the same training they give us, they've gone through. It's like dog training. You talk very firmly and very slowly. Do not violate my rights. You are in the wrong. But actually, when he says to him, do what you got to do, that's exactly what I said when I was at the Willie Nelson concert. That's exactly what I said. There's literally thousands of cameras. Thousands. They're just everywhere flashing. We've got still cameras taking pictures. And I'm there. And I'm sitting up there, and I'm walking back and forth getting people drinks, you know, because I had invited guests there. So I'm going down and getting people drinks, bringing them back up. And security stops me. They go, you're Alex Jones, aren't you? Hey, you like the show. Where are you sitting? And I notice I came back, and they were all kind of looking at me. And then 30 minutes later, I go to get some, you know, the kids some food. And I come back, and my son had the little camera taking pictures. He loves to take pictures with a digital camera, and it's not like 35 millimeter where it's a waste. He can just take picture after picture. And there's this woman yelling at my dad and other people, and she's sitting, she's got security guards with her. And I said, it's okay. And they're like, no, we have to take that camera. And I said, but there's cameras all over. See them flashing? And they just said, well, and literally, they're just flashing everywhere. And they just said, well, we're taking it. And I said, well, no, that's not reasonable. go get your supervisor. And then they come back, and they're all sitting there freaking out on me. And I just said, look, I said, do what you got to do, but I promise you I'm going to sue you individually if you do this to my family. This is selective enforcement. This woman knows who I am, and she's like, you bet I do. They were freaking out. They were going to get Alex Jones. See, everything's about selective enforcement. There were no signs saying no photography. Everybody was taking pictures. But it was about them winning, them showing me. But I calmly just said, do what you got to do, but I promise you. You can beat the rap, but you're not going to beat the ride. And I said, you know this is selective enforcement. And the head DPS guy, he said, yeah, you're right. Just don't take any more pictures. Come on. And that woman got so mad, went down the hall griping at him. And I saw my dad about to take pictures again, and I said, do not do it. And he goes, but everybody's taking pictures, people in this very, very group of bleachers. And I said, it doesn't matter, Dad. They want to get us. You understand? Don't take pictures. Because that woman was just standing there watching the whole time. She was going to show Alex Jones, the American Al-Qaeda. She watches Fox News. I need to be tasered. I need to be arrested. So I don't hate you, police, but when I see you wrong someone like this guy that groveled to you, and this is what the tape edited. Who knows what's really on the tape? Play the audio straight through without me interrupting it.
Former NFL running back and star UGA athlete is under arrest tonight, tasered by Smyrna police after becoming confrontational at a traffic stop. The entire incident caught on camera.
Pittsburgh Steelers running back Tim Worley pulled over for speeding in a lane violation. He told the officer he had no ID.
No, I don't have my ID on me, sir.
Worley's passengers intervening, prompting the officer to ask Worley to get out. But it was his gestures that sparked the confrontation.
Sir, you make another fist at me. I'm telling you, man, why are you doing that, dude? Don't be that way, man.
Worley then loses his cool.
You know what? But you know what? You go ahead and do what you got to do, man.
And watch what happens next. The officer tases Worley, sending him to the ground. The confrontation escalates as backup arrives. Worley stringing one profanity after another.
Stop right there. The confrontation escalates. Next time you get mugged, somebody mugs your grandmother who's 85 years old and beats her head in, expect the cops, according to this logic, to come and say, oh, she was in a confrontation. She escalated. They're assaulting him. They're multiple times tasing him, and he's on the ground cussing at them. And they imply he deserves it because he's cussing. Oh, you won't give a urine sample when you're in the hospital. They tase you. Oh, you didn't pay for your fare on the bus or the train. We're going to tase you. Oh, you're protesting and you won't get up off the sidewalk. We're going to tase you or break your arm till you get up. I have videos of this. Torture is legal in this country. They do it all the time. And I had Austin cops come up to me a few months ago when I was protesting Rick Perry for going to Bilderberg Group, violating federal law, and they just came up and said, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. And I said, go ahead, First Amendment, you lose suits all the time. They had the riot cops suiting up and getting their tasers out. And I had to preach to the cops. I had to go, you're all getting sued, every commander here. You're going to beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. And the cops started arguing, saying, you know, I could hear them arguing. They were arguing with each other. And then at a high level, a captain shows up and comes over to me, and it's all on YouTube. I mean, it's just disgusting, ladies and gentlemen, trying to cheat me out of my First Amendment. That's the big one. The Bill of Rights, that's what the whole country's founded on. Those are the big laws. You're breaking them. That's called being a tyrant. Threatening me with false arrest if I don't. And thank God Austin's lost scores of lawsuits. They just lost one last month. They were arresting anti-war people for standing with signs on street corners, and they lost a suit again. Our money. Stop violating us. But the bigger issue here is the sickening media. Play the end part where they talk about, oh, the confrontation got worse. The cops push him. He's begging.
The officer tases Worley, sending him to the ground. The confrontation escalates as backup arrives. Worley, stringing one profanity after another, is arrested and taken into custody.
Yes, what do you do when your finger gets slammed by a hammer when you're driving nails? What do you do when you cut yourself cutting tomatoes? Well, how about 50,000 volts repeatedly pumped into you? As he stands there on the ground with his hand out saying, please don't, and they taser him again and again and again. It's clear from the tape. A celebration of evil. Of winning. Ooh, you're winning. Well, you know what? He still goes home to his millions. He still goes home to his family. He was smart enough not to touch you even when you assaulted him. And he'll beat you in court, and he's the better man. And I know you hate that. I know that upsets you. That he's got more money than you. All of it. Because the cops doing this are thugs. They're shames to this country. And what's even more shameful is that the media would defend it. That the media would say it was okay. I want everybody to get this story from PrisonPlanet.com out to everyone they know. Ex-NFL player tasered for pointing at cop. You got to go watch this video. They shove him. He's going, please. Please. And see, it's the cop's order. That's the God complex. I told you not to do something with your hands. You didn't follow my order. I get to shove you now. And there's cops right behind me with guns. That's the whole plan. We can trick you into fighting back like a man. If you better lay there like a wimp to me, or I'm going to kill you. Ex-NFL player. And then see, when it's black cops in L.A., they get to do this to white guys. So that's how this works. It only makes the world worse and worse. Like when I was going to the TSA. Big black guys. I don't ever take my shoes off. I always try to go through without doing it. And they go, hey, take your shoes off. And I said, you know, I really don't like the athlete's foot that's on this ground. This isn't really, you see, they all make you freak out about sanitary and wipe your hands and all this to make you habitually, obsessive compulsive. But walking across where tens of thousands of people walk from every other third world country, that's okay. And so I said, well, real nicely, well, I really don't like walking across this, it'll infect you. And he said, oh, Mr. Stinky Feet doesn't like it. Come on over here, Mr. Stinky Feet. You like it, Mr. Stinky Feet? I'm going to wave this wand over in their lap. Because he got some stinky feet. And actually, I didn't hate him at that point. I felt sorry for him. I realized they're under chemical attack. They're under biological attack. They've been enslaved their whole lives for scores of generations since they came over on slave ships. I just felt sorry for him and the death of this country. And I feel sorry for those shaved head white cops, too. They're just, they have no idea they're under eugenics attack, publicly documented. Their kids, they just laugh at me. Their kids sit there being brain damaged every day, brushing their teeth and drinking the water. They're not going to stop, and I have all the documents and made films about it. They're not going to check into it. They're just going to laugh at me. The blacks are going to go through all this. The whites, it doesn't matter. We're all just pathetic slaves. Ex-NFL player Timothy Worsley was tasered by Georgia police for becoming confrontational at a traffic stop, according to news reports. But the video shows the extent of Worley's aggression, was merely pointing at the cop and raising his voice. After being shoved, Paul, you might want to add that. Paul can't even write these as bad as it is. After Worley exits the vehicle and appears calm, the cowardly officer accuses him of making fists. When Worley is doing no more than crossing his arms, he's begging Paul. Yep, he's crossing him at first, which is a sign of submission, but a sign of defensiveness also. Of like, I'm a turtle in my shell, I'm being defensive. Knowing it's a threat. I mean, this guy's not stupid. He knows he's dealing with life and death right now with this cop. You ought to follow that cop around, see what meetings he goes to, who he hangs out with, what affiliations he has. I think you'll find something. Apparently, incorrect body language is now an offense that justifies pain compliance correction by means of tasering. Worley even puts his palms together in a prayer-like pose in an attempt to reassure the officer he is calm, but that is not good enough. After Worley points at the cop for half a second, the officer then approaches Worley, who backs away, but is then tasered. Well, he shoves him, yeah. You watch the video, he shoves him. No, you didn't take it. You backed away from being assaulted. What should Worley's correct body language have been to avoid a 50,000 volt shooting through his body? Should he have kneeled and licked the officer's boots while he was being lectured? Why are police being trained that simply talking to cops or pointing a finger is evidence of an imminent physical threat? With the guy screaming, you make this one more time. Perhaps Worley's behavior was deserving a little torture when compared to the revelation that the Greater Vancouver Transportation Authority Police Service tasers passengers who dodge their fares. I'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Everybody in the back office is freaking out watching the video of this former NFL guy. As the cop's screaming at him, he nicely folds his arms, supplicating. Folds them, kind of like, you know, from a coach screaming at him, the training to submit to it. Kind of kneels his head down. It's so sad to watch. And then he just screams, "Don't you make fist at me." So he undoes him and puts his hands together and says, "Please, please." And, man, the cop then rushes in, shoves him, and he goes, "Okay," starts yelling at him, And then the tasering starts. He runs. I mean, what? It's so evil. But the news, you know, they taser him, and then it escalates. How dare him cuss as he's being tasered? You know, I love it. Whenever somebody abuses you or somebody mugs you, I guess the new thing is, oh, you were part of it. You know, they robbed your house. You escalated it. You're out of town and somebody robs your house, everything you own. You escalated it. And, ladies and gentlemen, the psychology of hating the cops is not going to help us. The New World Order wants us to hate them. They air this so we hate them. And so they can legitimize this so that we don't trust them. They don't trust us. Please stop it, police. I mean, all the videos that have come out of Austin and surrounding areas that are on the national news where they'll just have somebody in handcuffs beating them just because they want to. And they'll just punch you and punch you and punch you or shoot you in the back, and then the media says it's good. Folks, then I've got even worse news. I've got even worse news. Google this. Paul's doing an article for PrisonPlanet.com on it right now. I'll get Nimmo to post it so you can read it and find it easier. But law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terrorism initiative. Now, just Google that, and you'll see it all over the country. The latest one was a few days ago in Tennessee. Law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terror initiative. Now, we've got terrorism everywhere, right? And so what do? They run checkpoints, randomly search people on the streets, randomly search the rivers, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if you want to find gold, go where the gold's at. Or you want to find liquor, let's say you wanted some whiskey. You drive into town and go to the liquor store. You wouldn't go to a creek bottom and say, I want some liquor. Let me just randomly drive to a creek bottom and go down in a creek bottom. And then, you know, have people sweeping the woods for Jack Daniel's bottle. No, you want to find terrorists in the official terror paradigm, then you've got to go to the Muslim communities and, you know, go to the inner city areas and radical mosques that are known to preach a certain way. But there's no real terrorism there either. And so, see, now they say the terrorists are everywhere. There's thousands of secret white Al-Qaeda. And so let's just randomly search everyone in Memphis, and then they just randomly are on the street corners searching people. I mean, that is... Let's find a 58 Studebaker. And where do we look for a 58 Studebaker? Do we go online and go to the classic car websites? No. No, let's just drop someone with a parachute at 30,000 feet randomly out over Kentucky. And let's have him parachute into a cow pasture, and he may find a 58 Studebaker. Now, that's if you're officially believing they're really fighting terrorists. When you read this article, though, it says all crime is terrorism. You see, therefore no Fourth Amendment. Randomly searching everyone without a fourth. It's over, folks. This is preparation for martial law. Just like they have military drills in every city, getting you ready for them to take over your city hall. And the documents admit it, and the PDD admits it, and the executive order admits it. And what are they going to do when it happens? Take all your pension funds. Take all your stocks and bonds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.